Poets, lyricists, and others have long memorialized the joys of summer, replete with days at the beach, backyard barbecues, picnics, and idle time with feet dangling in the water on hot summer days. But for those for whom summer is most certainly not a verb, we need to recognize that it is clearly a time of great risk for many young people in our city and region, absent the luxury of vacations to faraway places, sports teams to exhaust them, or camps to nurture their every passion. For families living in poverty, summer is an especially stressful time when kids are at loose ends with no adult supervision and nothing productive or purposeful to do. The dangers are real. There are way too many kids, including very young ones, with nothing productive to do this summer. There are also serious consequences for children and society when kids are left home and left behind in the summer. Summer learning loss is real and sets economically disadvantaged kids into a downward spiral known as the achievement gap. Academic gains are lost, pounds are gained, and spirits are dampened with long-term effects. Surely the recent unrest in Baltimore was, as Orioles center fielder Adam Jones said, a cry for help. What's heartening is that many good community organizations and funders have stepped up to increase their commitment to reach more kids this summer with purposeful programs and opportunities. It's our hope that our city and region can, in the future, have a much more strategic, long-term approach to ensuring productive summers for our kids. The returns will be real. I'm John Hoey, President and CEO of the YF Central Maryland, for WYPR, your NPR news station.